This is 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. What happens when an inventive artist interprets an important work of a famous Beat Generation writer? You can see the result on display at the Skirball Museum in a new exhibition. And art critic Hunter Drohojoskofilp is here to tell us about it. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So Allen Ruppersberg meets Allen Ginsberg. How did that happen?
The two L's, right?
Mm-hmm.
He found while teaching at UCLA that his students no longer knew who Allen Ginsberg was, or about this famous poem called Howl, which, of course, was a breakthrough moment in the mid-50s in terms of radical poetry. It was first read in San Francisco. But rather than just represent it as it originally existed, being Allen Ruppersberg, being a conceptual artist, one of LA's early and most important conceptual artists, he recreated the text by screening the language onto these colorful cardboard stock. They're red, white, and green, turquoise, white, and blue, used by Colby Printers. And he spelled out the poem phonetically.
Mm.
So when you see it, you can't just scan it. You can't just dismiss it the way we do when we're looking at something quickly, especially these days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, the famous first line is, "I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness." But what you'll see is you'll see those words broken down into a strange kind of phonetic spelling, which forces us to sort of speak the words to ourselves or speak them out loud where they really kind of sink in. In addition, what he's done at the Skirball is he's mounted these posters with this phonetic spelling of the howl on an enormous wall, and then interspersed between different lines of the poetry are other posters, circus posters, other kinds of advertisements. And this is in part because Colby Printing, which went out of business in 2012, was a beloved printing facility by artists like Ed Ruscha and Allen Ruppersberg and others. And when they went out of business, Ruppersberg bought up all their overruns. So he has his own archive of Colby posters. And he put some of these into the installation. So it's really an ode to the graphic style of a period, the 1950s and 1960s, and, of course, this famous poem as well.
So also on display at the Skirball right now is a different sort of graphic history, Bill Graham and the Rock and Roll Revolution.
Bill Graham, of course, was the famous rock promoter who showed virtually every major act in the 1960s at the Fillmore Auditoriums, East and West. And the show is about that history, and it includes posters and photographs. But another aspect of it that's really interesting is about his biography as a young Jewish refugee from Nazi Germany and how committed he was to this changing music scene and what it meant in terms of freedom.
There's another exhibit about rock and roll billboards from Sunset Strip.
That's right, from the 80s and 90s. Robert Landau documented these billboards in color, and those prints are on view. It's a memory lane for some of us and an introduction to a lost history for others. And it makes a nice trio of exhibitions about history and music and life in L.A.
Rock and Roll Billboards of the Sunset Strip on view at the Skirball through August 16th, Bill Graham and the Rock and Roll Revolution up there through October 11th, and Allen Ruppersberg, the Singing Posters Poetry Sound Collage Sculpture Book through August 23rd. To see some photos and to read Hunter's text, as always, visit KCRW.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.